Good morning. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent of Schools in Michigan, and this is our monthly podcast. And I was just at Post Oak Magnet School, that's where we are this morning, and I was just with a bunch of young people eating breakfast. And I think you're going to see a little bit of that on our podcast today. And really the reason we're here is it's time for breakfast. How many of you would encourage a good breakfast on the day that NEAT tests are given? Probably all of you. Because we know this connects with brain power and kids' ability to do well and student achievement and all the rest. Research shows that academic achievement improves, that the attentiveness of kids, particularly young children, is better. It improves behavior in school, school attendance. I mean, this is really the way to go because it builds happy and healthy students. So, you know, why doesn't every school promote and serve a healthy breakfast every day? I mean, it just doesn't really fit that if we're doing it for the meat day, shouldn't we be doing that on a regular day when we want all kids to learn? Last year, we together in this state served over 140 million school lunches. Think of that, 140 million school lunches to free and reduced kids who are eligible for this program. Only 39 million school breakfasts. We need to bring these numbers together. I mean, why are we feeding all the kids who are entitled to this program at lunch, but so few of them at breakfast? So through a partnership with the United Dairy Industry of Michigan, and I love chocolate milk. I actually love Yoo-hoo, too. If you've ever had that, it's great. I'm proud to kick off Michigan's School Breakfast Challenge, is what we're calling it. And by May 2010, I, as state superintendent, I'm challenging all local school superintendents to increase the number who receive a school breakfast by 50%. We can do this. And it's good for the kids. It's going to be good for our state. And if this goal is met, Michigan will serve 58 million breakfasts to students each year. 58 million. And to assist in this challenge, the department I work with, the Michigan Department of Ed, has sent a letter to all schools that breakfast can be served in the first part of the first hour of class. This is something new. And we're going to permit that under our child accounting rules and everything else because we want to make sure the kids get a good breakfast. We'll also be sending a reminder to school districts in about a month or so to start working on ideas to increase breakfast participation next school year. Frankly, you can do it. You can start now. It's ideas like serving breakfast in the classroom. Do it if you need to as a mid-morning nutrition break. It can be one of these, kind of a grab-and-go bag in a location where students hang out before school. It can be serving breakfast from breakfast carts. And whatever works for you, and we're open to lots of other ideas that we'll share around the state. And through Team Nutrition, we'll be selecting schools next year for the great ideas that they have and best practices. So remember, I mean, breakfast really is brain food, and it's something necessary for our kids to do well. If our kids do well, our state's going to do well, and we're going to prosper. So I look forward to every school stepping up to this challenge, and then and thereby doing that, we're going to help all kids in this state, all of our almost 2 million children, succeed and excel. So it's great being with you, and we'll see you next month at next month's podcast.